Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my good friend, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's so great to be with you this Sunday morning. Hey, just by way of introductions and reminders to our listeners, I'm a primary care, as you have said, board-certified provider here in the Chattanooga area. I work for CHI Memorial, and I am the chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. I have special interests in sports medicine, home health, physical therapy, hospice. So wide-ranging. We won't go into all the other ones. Primarily just a country doc, and we had a guest on a while back that said he was a country doc with a city education. I really like that. But, yeah, so just primary care here in this area, 25 years. Love my people like you love yours. And I'm so glad to be able to do this show with you, so glad to be getting to know you over these last few months, and it's just a privilege to know you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, my friend. And you know, you are the first line for so many people with their health and when they have fears and real problems, and I just respect people like you greatly, and I am thrilled to also be partnering with you. Well, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World on Lee Highway. Been in Chattanooga most of my life, moved here in the fourth grade, and I opened Nutrition World in 1979 with a passion for holistic nutritional health, because somewhere along my early years of living, I somehow got plugged into my head that I think the body has a tremendous self-healing capacity, but we're always kind of ignoring it and we don't respect it. And I think it's actually gotten worse over the years rather than better. And so my really journey in life, at least on a professional level and personally, is to offer a way that people can learn, be educated, unscramble the massive details that sometimes come with too much information. I think many of us in this society get to a point where we have analysis paralysis, and we just throw our hands up because you Google something or you ask 10 of your friends and you get so much information that you're overwhelmed and you shut down. And so you just default back to your old habits, and there we go. And, you know, I'm kind of a person who I think I only have a few skills in life. One of them is I think I can take a complex picture of health and physiology and kind of distill it down to a workable components that involve my common sense, and I think in a way the groundedness of the world's common sense and the fact that we were with God had put into us this certain capacity, and I want to respect it and honor it for self-healing. So there's that was way much more talking than I expected, but I hope that I said something of value.
No, you know, I love that, and the self-healing, that's one thing I've learned from you, and I've noted over the years the fact that God has put so much into nature that people have discovered, but people have also forgotten so much and are rediscovering it now, and that's something that you're helping your customers to learn. We're helping our listeners to learn, and thankfully I'm helping my patients to learn now. And I agree with that, because in primary care we're always trying to get people to build that strong foundation of health and fitness and just a healthy lifestyle, basically. And between the two of us, I think we're helping each other to help our listeners to remain healthy the rest of their lives. That's what we're trying to do.
That is the goal of us personally and this show. And today we're going to have, as always, I think some very interesting topics, one of which will be the treatment and really siding on the side of natural treatments for erectile dysfunction, which is certainly epidemic in this country, and I think we certainly are to a point where it's comfortable to talk about. And I probably have maybe 5 men a day who come and kind of say, hey, can I talk to you in private? And they come, you know, and they're having troubles and this and that. And sometimes the drugs work and sometimes they don't. But even if they do, they're expensive and they're not fixing the issue. And today we are going to speak more on the different potentials to actually address the underlying causes. So that will be a topic. One thing I do want to speak about again, only because I'm seeing such a wave of interest, is, and you and I have talked about this before, is the keto diet. And I know that early on in this show, we spoke about that, and you have embraced, not maybe fully, but a great partial component of the keto diet. I notice that, you know, you certainly have lost some weight, you look fit, and I'm going to explain real quickly here. The ketosis diet is very simple as far as its concept, and here is how it works. The body uses food for fuel. Well, the biggest component of the fuel is carbohydrates. And with a keto diet, what we are doing is teaching the body to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. This is and can be magical in some cases. And when I say that, for fat loss, for fueling the brain, for helping to alleviate the ups and downs of energy levels, those are probably the three biggest things. And then research has continued to point to sometimes a great reduction of disease and even in some cases treatment like seizures. This diet's been around for almost 100 years. And so how is your diet going? Are you still kind of hanging in with keto?
Oh, yeah, I'm hanging in. I just went out actually last night to make sure I got a good keto-friendly meal. You know, it's still a learning process, and as we've discussed on previous shows, I don't consider myself expert enough at this point to educate, well, anyone, not our listeners, certainly not you. I'm starting to share that with my patients because, like you said, they're noticing weight loss as well. And, you know, I didn't really think I had that much weight to lose, but I guess I was wrong. The main thing that motivated me was I was skeptical. So being a skeptic, I said, there is no way from a biological standpoint that I can shift my metabolism from carb over to fat. I thought that's not possible. It can't be done. So I decided to try it. And that's basically all I did. And I shifted that towards, as we discussed, the healthy fats, protein, super low carb. That was my initial change. That change alone, just changing a bit of my lifestyle. I didn't change my exercise at all, by the way, Ed and listeners. So I was running and lifting several times a week. But that simple change, not even following the ketogenic diet properly, I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks, 15 in three, and I'm still going over 5 inches in my waist now, and it's still dropping off. So who knows? I may find some abs that I lost about 20 years ago. I'm hoping to find them sometime soon. So, you know, working hard, but enjoying it. I do have more energy. I'm finding a lot more products as I research on the market that are geared towards a ketogenic diet. I know Nutrition World has that as well. So enjoying this process, enjoying the learning on that, and I hope we can continue to educate our listeners.
Oh, what a great testimony. It really indicates that, you know, you don't have to be perfect on this diet to achieve results. The two things I want to talk about that may clarify for some of people who are listening some confusion. One is when you – and I know it's a little bit difficult when you're not used to looking at numbers, but what we want on a keto diet goal-wise is for you to be between 35 and about 45 carbohydrates per day. Now, here's where, and I'm only going to make this one bullet point. This is not to teach you how to do keto. But here's one of the confusing issues is when people look at a bar, like a protein bar. I formulated a protein bar called a Zunta bar, and it's actually called a keto Zunta bar. Well, if you look on the back label of my bar, it says it has 23 carbs in it. So you're sitting there thinking, well, gosh, that's half of the carbs for my whole day. No, this is what you have to do. You have to deduct the amount of fiber that's on the label, and that will then produce what's called a net carb. Net carbs are what count, not total. on my Zunta bar, there's 23 carbs and there's 13 grams of fiber. That means that you're only going to have 10 net carbs. Well, so this bar is so filling that it could be a meal. So there's only 10 carbs. And that's how you have to look at all of this, because that does allow a lot more freedom to embrace more of the foods if you understand how this works. Now, for people who really want to delve into this, I've got an offer that is incredible. And that is, there's a group of health professionals, many of which are physicians, that are going to have what's called a Keto Summit. A Keto Summit is an online program that you can listen in and watch of some of the top health professionals in this country. And what they're going to do is they're going to talk about everything from treatment of disease with keto to losing weight to creating a super thinking brain, escalating your ability to be an athlete, because they've accumulated, I think there's 26 of these experts from around the world. They put all on this one panel, and they're all going to be speaking starting about, I think it's May 7th it starts. But this is how you access it. You go to nutritionw.com under resources, and you just scroll down to Keto Summit, and you go click. And what's going to happen is you're going to have 1 week that you can watch all of this free. Completely free, no charge. If at the end of the week you say, hey, I want to really own this, well, you can click and spend some money. I don't know. It's $99 or $79. And you can have the whole program sent to you or downloaded. So it's under nutritionw.com, and it's called Keto Summit. And I am so excited for myself, because the people that I have seen on there, I tremendously respect. They have had already three of the lectures as a preliminary, and I listened to all three and were just like blown away by the research and the professionalism to explain a keto diet.
Ed, do you have any more classes coming up at Nutrition World itself?
On keto, we're not, and here's the reason: my daughter's getting married in 3 weeks,
well,
and
right,
we're postponing everything until June. So we will have some starting in June again.
Okay.
So that, you know, that's a long thing on keto, but I hope that you found that of some value. Well, it's time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing the natural options for erectile dysfunction. So we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with Dr. Christopher Green, and our guest today is Dr. Khan, and it will have a very interesting conversation, I do know, and it's going to focus on a pretty revolutionary new method for treatment of erectile dysfunction. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Khan.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me this morning, gentlemen.
I'm intimately involved in what you're doing, and I know listeners are interested, not just men, because the wives of these men also certainly understand the significant issues involving an epidemic, which is men over 40 and especially over 50 experiencing at times and sometimes ongoing the erectile dysfunction. And, you know, the use of the drugs certainly are effective in most cases, not all, but many people, many men do get a little weary of sometimes the headache, sometimes the timing that has to happen, many other, and the cost, of course, it's quite expensive. Tell us about this new therapy called ED Wave that does not involve the use of these drugs.
Right. Well, thanks for having me, Ed. I appreciate it. ED Wave is a really exciting therapy that we've been doing in our office now since last summer. It actually uses the same technology that we as urologists use to break up kidney stones from the outside, shockwave therapy, but in a much lower intensity form, about 10% of the intensity. And what it does is it treats the erectile cylinders in the penis, called the corporal bodies, and it generates new blood vessels. And by generating new blood vessels, it allows men to have better, more spontaneous erections. It's a non-invasive treatment. It doesn't involve medication. It doesn't involve surgery. It doesn't involve injections into the penis, which are unfortunately another way that we as urologists help men to have erections. But it's a 6-week treatment, 15 to 20 minutes sessions for 6 weeks. It's painless. It's non-invasive. It's almost like having an ultrasound in the office. It involves placing ultrasound gel in the penis itself and then putting a wand similar to an ultrasound wand, but it's actually not ultrasound technology. But it generates gentle, low-intensity waves, pulse waves, and almost through the magic of science, it helps to generate new blood vessels. We've been very pleased with the results so far.
That is, you know, I love these kind of new technologies that minimize side effects but offer tremendous optimal benefits. And this is one of them. And I know of several or many people who have had this done, and exactly what you said, it's relatively painless or completely painless. And so once, like, how many sessions does a person have to get, and then how long does it last once you start getting the benefit?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So the initial treatment is a 6-week treatment process, 15 to 20 minutes once a week for 6 weeks. We do it right in the office. There's no preparation. You just show up. There's a male physician's assistant who does the procedure. In about 3/4 of patients, after anywhere from the first couple of sessions to the sixth session, begin to see some improvement. I've had patients who were unable to have spontaneous erections begin to have spontaneous erections even as soon as their second treatment. Oftentimes, most men describe around the fourth treatment out of six is kind of the demarcation where they begin to see substantial improvement. In terms of the durability, that is an excellent question. It's almost as if it's a patient-specific answer. As most things in life, I think that the healthier the patient, the less likely to need a quote-unquote tune-up session over the course of time. We've discussed perhaps having a 3-treatment tune-up session at a point in the future for patients, and that's really an indeterminate time. So far, as I said, we've been doing it since last August in our office, and we've primarily been the only urologist doing it in Chattanooga, and we've really been pleased overall with the results.
Yeah, I was thinking, I think I heard you say about 3/4 of the men were seeing substantial improvement after about the fourth treatment or so, if I got the number right?
Yeah.
Okay. Overall, for those who complete all six, what is the overall efficacy?
The company quotes about 79%, and that's taking all comers. We found that folks who've had prostate cancer, for instance, before surgical procedures for prostate cancer, radiation therapy, their numbers are probably closer to 50% overall success. Like most things in life, the healthier one is, I believe the more likely one is to see a more complete benefit from the procedure. You know, unfortunately, if you're dealing with an obese, hypertensive, diabetic, out of shape person, their results are quite honestly not going to be quite as robust. But I think that the healthier the patient, the better chance for more robust success.
Thank you so much, Dr. Khan, and we'll be right back with you. But if you're just tuning in and you're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, We are here with Dr. Khan again discussing a very revolutionary new treatment for erectile dysfunction. Thank you for that question, Dr. Green, for Dr. Khan. I really know that people are interested in these kind of options because in the new world that I live in, which is nutrition world, we have probably 250 people a day who come through the business. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't have between 2 to 5 men who kind of corner me and, you know, whisper the words, I need help. And sometimes they'll say I can't afford the drug. Sometimes they say I don't like the side effects. Sometimes they say it doesn't work. As far as this ED wave therapy, do most men end up getting completely off drugs, or is sometimes just they can use a major reduction or what happens with all the drug use once somebody's fully functional, at least from the therapeutic standpoint?
Well, I think probably both, Ed. I think that, again, it depends upon the individual patient. I found that the healthier the patient we've dealt with, probably the better chance of fully getting off the medication therapy. But even if one is on, say, Viagra and is on a maximum dose of Viagra, like 100 milligrams, even getting them back down to 50 milligrams can be a big win, especially if they had side effects from the medication. Obviously, the cost of the medications can be prohibitive as well. So, really, both.
Okay, I know it has to be an individual by individual kind of thing that we decide on once it's done. So, as far as nutrition, do you find that obese people, men, have more trouble with erectile dysfunction, or does it really matter whether weight is an issue or not?
That's an interesting question. I think realistically, in a surgical practice like I have, it does seem as if obesity does play a significant role in lots of probably deleterious effects in health, and certainly erectile dysfunction would be no different.
Well, yeah, Ed, just thinking from a more primary care standpoint and not urologic standpoint, just remember obesity is going to be associated with so many other medical problems, whether you're looking at hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemias, poor circulation, things like this. So there's so many things. Those, if you are obese, you are more likely to be on multiple medications. Those medications often have side effects of erectile dysfunction. So, and I would imagine that, you mentioned, Dr. Khan, the decrease in efficacy for people who have had certain urologic procedures, prostate cancer,
That's
and
right.
whatnot. And I would think the same thing would be true if someone required, especially certain, blood pressure medications, other things that interfere with erectile function, that the efficacy of ED wave therapy might be decreased somewhat. I mean, I'm excited just to have another option. I mean, like you, Ed, I have 2 to 5 people, come in per day that ask, usually maybe one every couple of weeks that actually schedules a visit for that. The rest, it's, by the way, I'd like to discuss this. It's so common for us. We don't have any problem, any of us in this room discussing this. It's so common. And I try to reassure them that this is a conversation we have on a regular basis. There's no need to have any stigma, any worry about discussing this with your medical provider. Just bring it up and talk about it. We do it every day. So, I want to encourage the listeners. Now that we're getting this out, it's great to have something. Yes, the drugs have a lot of side effects, a high cost, limited efficacy. So I'm excited just to have another option in my quiver that I can send people for. And I think a lot of people will be interested in this to not have to have the cost and the side effects of the medication. So I'm happy, and I can't really think of a good reason. And this is the next question for Dr. Khan. I can't think of a great reason off the top of my head not to consider, at least consider ED wave therapy, but is there an absolute contraindication to ED wave therapy? And if so, what is it?
Well, if people are on blood thinning medications, that is, if not an absolute contraindication, certainly a relative contraindication. Okay. It is a very low intensity wave. You know, sort of off-label, I've done people who are on blood thinning medications and have had no trouble. Although for the actual machine that we use, it is listed as one of the contraindications. So that is something that one definitely has to take into account.
So if you had a patient referred to you that is, whether they're on one of the newer medications or something older like warfarin, do you require that their primary care provider or cardiologist give a letter of clearance or some sort of okay for you to stop the medication prior to ED wave therapy?
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have someone get off of warfarin or something long term, you know, especially if someone has atrial fibrillation or, you know, stents or something like that. I think that would probably be kind of an injudicious use of ED wave to sacrifice the heart to improve the erection.
Well, that was my curiosity. Yeah. I'm thinking towards future referrals for myself, actually. So, you know, if I'm referring somebody, I want to make sure if I have to have that
right.
discussion with the patient.
Right.
So maybe more of an informed consent in that case?
Yeah, I mean, okay. As I said, we've done it and have seen, at least anecdotally in my practice, one of the risks of the procedure that you consider would be blood in the urine. And in my experience, I've had one patient who had some blood in his urine after the procedure. But even at that, he was not on blood thinning medication at the time, and he may have had other urologic comorbidities that may have contributed to that as well. But overall, it's been a very safe, effective procedure.
That you have been so informative today. And I think to wind this up, again, insurance is not going to pay for this in this country. And I do, I'm pretty well read on it, and I'm not absolute on this, but I know in Europe, this is a very standard recommendation because the studies there did indicate about a 79% success rate. You know, it's new to this country. You are the only urologist in this town that's doing it. You're located in Hixson. Now, the cost of this is how much?
The entire six-week session is $2,500, which we understand is not an insignificant amount of money. However, I believe that the price for the six-week treatment was standardized to the average cost of, say, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis for a 12-month period. The unfortunate circumstances of living in 2018 are that insurance companies are becoming increasingly not wanting to pay for erectile dysfunction, which is mm-hmm. probably a discussion for another time. But, you know, we have patients with good insurance who are having to pay $20 to $40 on average just for one Viagra tablet, which is kind of silly. So to be able to offer something that is intended to be a permanent cure for the procedure, permanent cure for the condition, excuse me, you know, would seem to make not only just medical sense, but actually financial sense. Whereas in the past, you know, the only quote unquote cure for erectile dysfunction has been an implant, which is a major reconstructive operation fraught with complications. So we've, as I said, been overall pleased with it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on. And for those people who are local, who are interested in pursuing this, of course, you're Dr. Khan, and you're in Hixson Urology. But you can be found under the website edwave.com, and you'll have your picture there and your all your information. So thank you so much for joining us. It is time to take another break. And when we come back, we will be furthering the discussion on some other options for your health. So we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back along with my friend Dr. Christopher Green and Dr. Khan, the great urologist here in Chattanooga, located in Hickson. And we just finished speaking about a great natural treatment for erectile dysfunction that is come over from Europe called ED Wave. It's on edwave.com. But we now want to kind of move into the secondary conversation of kind of ailments, I guess I will say, and issues with people that would involve urology type of conversation. I know, and Dr. Green will certainly be talking here in a second, asking some questions, but I know at least with Nutrition World, the amount of men and women who speak to me about their concerns about pelvic pain, urinary tract infections that are chronic, the overuse of antibiotics sometimes, and of course the big one for men, which is equal to erectile dysfunction, is, you know, lacking or difficulty with urinary flow as we get older with BPH. So welcome back, Dr. Khan. We had a great first segment, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to inform us about all these other issues.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, one of my thoughts is we've talked about erectile dysfunction for a little while, and, you know, I think the ED Wave sounds fascinating. I can't wait to be learning more and hopefully send some people over to you. Some things I'm thinking about, and this is both for you, Dr. Khan, as well as for Ed, and I'm going to, as hard as it is for me, try to keep my mouth shut, and as the listeners know, that's almost impossible for me. So I'm curious for two different things. We'll come up with more perhaps, but just like Ed said, I see a lot of patients come in, a lot of men with symptoms of prostatism and large prostate, trouble with urinary flow, as Ed mentioned. Also, they get frustrated getting up so much at night to urinate. And a secondary problem that I see more commonly in our ladies is that of overactive bladder. And I won't go into all the details there, but, you know, there's incontinence issues there, issues, you know, publicly that make it so hard for them suffering from that. And so I'm curious both from your standpoint, you know, your thoughts on those two things, overactive bladder and prostate enlargement, prostatism, BPH, and, you know, any, since we're a show that looks at traditional medicine as well as, you know, functional medicine, holistic remedies, I'm curious how you feel about your recommendations from a traditional medicine standpoint as well as a traditional surgical standpoint, and comparing that to maybe things, you know, that you may hear functional medicine doctors recommend. And I know Ed will have some comments on that as well. So what are your thoughts on those two issues, BPH and overactive bladder?
Well, those are two very
sorry for the broadness of the topics.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, those are two very prevalent issues, obviously, in my office. In terms of BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia or hypertrophy or just enlarged prostate, that makes up a significant portion of any urologic practice. Like most things in medicine nowadays, we're seeing people in the urology office probably at later stages of the disease process for a couple of reasons, mostly because primary care doctors do such a great job of taking care of BPH.
Thank you for that plug.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so by the time we see folks with BPH, they're usually toward at least the moderate stages of the process, usually in the milder stages of the process, diet intervention, behavioral modification, either over-the-counter or prescription medications have been tried, and they usually work really well. And so by the time they get to the urology office, oftentimes the tried and true initial strategies have not worked really well for them anymore, and that's why they're coming to see me. So as a surgeon, oftentimes we're moving more toward a different hallway once they get to me. The fortunate part about it, especially for, say, benign enlargement of the prostate, is that there are minimally invasive in-office procedures that we can do that help out significantly, that don't require going to the operating room and having traditional surgery, such as a TURP, which is a transurethral resection of the prostate, which some listeners may be familiar with, they're either having had themselves or a family member in the past. But like most things in medicine, patients and doctors, to be quite honest, look for reasons not to operate, look for reasons to keep people out of the hospital. One of my statistics that I always throw out to patients that's quite alarming to me as a surgeon is that about 1 out of 20 people, about 5% of folks, pick up an infection in the hospital totally unrelated to the reason why they're in the hospital, and that's something that's an epidemic and quite alarming. And so, even though I'm a surgeon and I love to operate, I look for reasons not to take people to the operating room.
And all of our listeners need to hear that. Not all the surgeons rush to surgery, and that's really true in this area and hopefully nationwide. But yeah, you're right about the epidemic of infections, and we see that. And the infections in the community are so much worse now, and that's a large part of primary care. I'm curious now, let's just say one of our specialty colleagues who does not treat prostate ever just happened to refer you a patient early on in BPH, because that does happen.
Right.
And having relatives of my own that I haven't told you about that are in medicine, that could happen with them, and they wouldn't know how to treat that. If someone did show up, let's just say a gentleman has enlarged prostate, there's nothing else going on, he's getting up 12 times a night to urinate. I know some things that I tell people from a natural standpoint. You mentioned lifestyle and dietary modifications.
Right.
What might be some of the basic things you would tell them? And then maybe Ed, I'd be interested in your counterpoint on that for, things that you would, because you sometimes have some I've never heard of.
Well, I mean, just in terms, and I know that y'all sort of have a natural bent to things, limiting beverage intake, especially at different times of day. People who are getting up 12 times a night, that sounds absolutely horrible, but you'll talk to people and they'll try to get their 8 glasses of water a day, but unfortunately they'll get 5 of those glasses within 3 hours of bedtime. And so, if you're drinking that much, if you're drinking caffeine, if you're drinking at the nighttime, it's going to come out in the nighttime. That is, we are programmed as humans that, at night our blood flow gets shunted to the kidneys, into the bowel. And so that's their time to shine. And so, they're going to work active overtime at night. And so if you're tanking up before you go to bed, you're unfortunately going to get up and empty the tank after you go to bed. As we age, our kidneys work less efficiently. We produce a more dilute urine. Less of our waste products are cleared from the bloodstream through the kidneys. So unfortunately, the kidneys don't work as efficiently. You're making a more dilute urine, but you're making more urine. It's going to the bladder, and you're going to get up and urinate. So just changing the beverages, changing when you drink beverages, especially for getting up at nighttime, can affect things a lot. And then of course we talk about medical therapy as well, which has its role.
Absolutely. And the caffeine part really gets to me, so I hope I never have to give up my caffeine. That's been with me for more years than I care to admit. So Ed, from your standpoint, if somebody came to you, are there herbal remedies? I know we talked about a few off the air a little while ago, but things you might recommend that would not be, say, some of the medications Dr. Kahn and I might be recommending to people.
Well, I love his perspective and explanation of the kind of physiology and the common sense that he offers to this conversation. Because I kind of have lived for 40 years professionally in a different kind of world than mainstream, here's a couple of my points that I've really kind of reiterate to many of my clients. One is, and Dr. Kahn spoke of it perfectly, this idea that people think they need to drink a gallon of water a day. I'm a naturalist. There's no doubt. I'm grounded totally in this. But it's too much water, number one. I think a half a gallon at most, and it needs to be super clean because I'm that kind of guy. But after about 4:30 or 5, it's time to really minimize this intake of water. And secondarily, this is my opinion. I don't think it's maybe super in the literature, but when you don't sleep deeply, then there's the message that would have made the kidneys really quiet their activity doesn't work. So the kidneys are more active if you're sleeping poorly. So sometimes people are like, I'm going to the bathroom too much because there's something wrong with me. Well, sometimes the thing that's wrong is you're not getting into the deep sleep, which then sends a message to the kidneys, we don't really need to work too much, because if you're in the half sleep stage, the kidneys really don't go to sleep. And so maybe it's time to work on the sleep issue. Secondly, sitting is the new smoking. There is no doubt. We have looked at blood chemistry of people who at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we have, you know, if they're sitting till lunch, it actually changes in 4 hours, and it changes for the very negative. So getting up and moving around, I tell people every hour they need to stand up, and at least for 3 to 4 minutes, do that. Because and I don't know this, of course, because I'm not anywhere like Dr. Kahn or Dr. Green, but the pelvic area has some very close clearances in it. It isn't like it has a lot of room to have swellings going on or a lot of inflammation. It actually is like a water hose that, you know, you can't really step on even lightly without inhibiting some flow. And so sitting is the worst thing for pelvic clearances to me, or in pelvic health. And so I'm, you know, as we always talk about activity, exercise, movement, but it's not about just going to the gym 4 days a week. It's actually about, like, I'm standing right now. We have standing desk at Nutrition World. It has now been shown the productivity of employees and their health will improve if they stand. Sitting is horrible when it's long term. And then thirdly, I will always recommend, and this may be new to you too, the Herb Angelica has some very significant research for strengthening the bladder, because many times the fact we're getting up at night, we always think it's prostate related, and I'm sure Dr. Kahn would agree with me. Sometimes it's not. It's sometimes bladder related, and for men and women. Well, Angelica has just been a godsend to so many people because it strengthens the bladder, and it does it in a completely non-toxic way. There's zero side effects to Angelica other than spending a little bit of money, and it works within 1 week if it's going to work. If it doesn't, then you keep pursuing other alternatives like seeing Dr. Kahn or Dr. Green or whatever you feel comfortable with. So there's, like, I'm throwing out three fast ones there because I know our time's clicking away. But and then stress management. Again, stress, chronic stress is like sitting, so it constricts. And constriction, again, in a plumbing system that's narrow is counterproductive. Woo, I just wound that one out. Sorry for rambling too much. And so we're almost out of time again, and I can't believe this conversation. Any last words you'd like to say? Or actually, why don't you tell where you're located, Dr. Yeah. Kahn, your phone number, and how people can get in touch with you?
Well, thanks. So my practice is Hixson Urology. We're obviously up in Hixson. We're at on the Memorial Hospital Hixson campus in the professional building in the back on the second floor, suite 201. Our telephone number is 423-877-2844. Our website is hixsonurology.com.
That's fantastic. I just cannot thank you enough. I was actually, I met you 2 weeks ago at your office. Wonderful staff, fantastic, easy to get into office. I was just so super impressed. So thank you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. It's time for us to take another break, and when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green with his spiritual moment. All that plus more, Dr. Christopher Green and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and in this segment, I always look forward to the spiritual moment. Today will be a brief spiritual moment.
Yes, it will be a brief one today, Ed. I really just want to share a verse today and just very brief thoughts on that. As always, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, please visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. The verse that I want to read is Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As some of our listeners will know, one of the goals for my life, and I try to share this with my patients and I guess now with listeners, is I have every desire and plan for my life not to live a life that is rooted and grounded in fear, but to live a fierce and exciting, somewhat more risky life, one that I think we are called to lead. We're not called to lead a life of pure comfort, no risk. We are called to live without fear and boldly. I'll remind listeners that I have a child who coined the phrase, live life fiercely, and that's what I would encourage our listeners to do. Live a life that is fierce and bold and passionate and not one grounded in fear. And that anxiety and fear is not something we need for our lives, and I think it also promotes better health, which goes right along with our show. So that is your spiritual moment for the day. Now, Ed, I know you're going to agree with some of those things, so I know you may have a comment, and I also want to hear if there are any things coming up in nutrition world, so back to you.
Thank you. As always, it's a very special time in our show that we actually, connect with not just knowledge, but wisdom and the kind of advice that we all need to hear. One of my favorite poets, Mary Oliver, I think part of one of her poems says, "What will we do with this one wild and precious life that we have?" And, living in fear is not ever going to allow the magic and the music within us to play. So thank you so, so much about that. Do you have any events coming up for Memorial?
Well, I do have an announcement. I would like to remind people that even if they're perfectly healthy, it's smart to get their annual wellness checkup. I want to remind them of that. Not only will it keep you up to date with immunizations and tests that you need, you'll also have a provider who knows you in case an illness arises. CHI Memorial provides you and your family with over 30 convenient locations throughout the Chattanooga as well as the North Georgia areas. Let us help you schedule a checkup today. If you want to do that, just visit www.chimemorialmedicalgroup.org to find a physician near you. And that's my only announcement. How about Nutrition World? Anything coming up?
Oh, we seem to always have a good list of things. Today, I would like to tell you about five that we have coming that are very interesting. One is kitten yoga and puppy yoga. And what this means is those of us who are involved in yoga who love that, we're partnering with Yoga East and also McCamey. And you would come to our center down on the lower level where our yoga studio is, and you would sign up, participate in a basic yoga class. But they will be bringing in kittens and puppies that need homes. And the practitioner or the people attending will be doing their yoga on the floor, and we're going to let these animals run free, and they're literally going to find you instead of you finding them. I am a little anxious about the puppy messes that may occur, because we did the kitten one and it was flawless, beautiful. But this one will be coming up on May 12th, and you can find all of these at nutritionw.com under events. And some of them will certainly be on our Facebook, but under events. Now, on May 19th, we're having something called the Women's Wisdom for Empowerment Workshop. What keeps us from feeling empowered? And it's a fabulous topic for all of us, but this one's specific for women. So that's on May 19th. I encourage you to read about it, see if you have an interest. And then on May 20th, we have what's called a Health and Wellness from Bump to Baby. And it deals with women and every aspect of health, holistic, and you can read the details of that at nutritionw.com under our event page. And lastly, if you click on the homepage, you will see an article on the front that's dealing with keto diets, and we talk about that off and on. But there is a keto summit that we've connected with that has about 24 of the top health professionals, many physicians are on this, that speak of all the aspects of the benefits and the how-tos with a ketosis diet. And it will be free for a week online, and then it's real reasonable if you choose to purchase the whole training program. I purchased it the day that I saw it, and I'm looking very forward to all of these practitioners elevating my level of knowledge even higher.
How much is that, by the way?
You know, I think it's $99 if you purchase it. But again, you know, if there's going to be a week that it's free, just, you know, log on there and you can see instantly. Now, you have different things. You can buy just the online version, or you can do what I did, which will be the online version and a flash drive so that I can keep it forever. Because I'm more and more convinced the keto diet is the diet for me and for the majority of people. Not strictly. You don't have to live a keto lifestyle. I have a friend of mine who has a new device that you breathe into that checks very accurately whether you're in ketosis or not. Because the old methods were sticking your finger, and that got to be quite cumbersome. And so this little device is about $250. He brought it in last week, and I've been eating, you know, pretty much a ketosis diet. I do eat a little more carbs than what the rule book says, but I was in very strong ketosis. And the reason I can get by with it is because I'm super active every single morning in the gym. And I know you, Dr. Green, you work out about every day.
I try to get in 3 or 4 days a week. My goal is 6, but life doesn't always allow that.
Yeah, you know, to me, I always try to advise people 4 is the absolute, and 3 is barely making it. 2 is not doing a whole lot. But the goal is, what I do personally before I really got neurotic about it is I would say to myself when I wake up in the morning, did I work out yesterday? And if the answer was no, well, I had no option. Today is going to be a workout day. If the answer was yes, then it gave me the option of I can do another workout or I can take a day off. And I think that makes people have a very comfort zone with not feeling too pressured.
You know, and I'm probably being hard on myself. Sometimes, you know, I like a good hour and a half, 2 hour workout if I can. So if I don't have enough time, get 30 minutes, I don't really count it. But I do remind patients all the time, do something, do anything. So just to get out of your chair, get up and go is beneficial.
Yeah, well, you know, I spoke earlier about the sitting is the new smoking. And, you know, people who are truck drivers is a perfect example of the, you know, the level of even prostate cancer that they have. Now, a part of this may be their diet, but there's a lot that plays into being inactive. And, you know, there's not a single creature on earth that's inactive. I don't care if you're talking about a big turtle. I mean, they may sleep a lot or whatever, but when they don't stay that way, other than hibernating bears, I guess, is the only totally inactive creature that I know about, or things that go to sleep in the winter. There were bugs. But I can miss one day and I'm perfectly fine. I miss 2 days. I start losing my edge. I start having more aches and pains. My mental state doesn't seem to stay as consistent. And I'm sure you find the same thing. So,
absolutely.
And I tell people, in fact, I had a lecture on ketose diet last week, and I said, you need to have a partner. One of your partners in your journey of life needs to be, for me, it was a gym, but it needs to be a tennis court. It needs to be the running shoes. It needs to be your buddy, because activities are what make all this work. So, well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you and for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green and CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.